Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and cloudy, gray, and wintry Thursday alohas to you. Here we go with hour number two. Bobby Mack, electric radio program with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University, where our speciality is non-politically correct studies. And as we get underway with hour number two, we are pleased and privileged to welcome back to our airwaves Jenny Beth Martin, who is the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. Jenny Beth, welcome. How are you, my dear?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Thank you. Pleasure to have you here. I can't think of a worse possible day that Adam Schiff could have had yesterday, other than perhaps General George Armstrong Custer saying, "Where did all those Indians come from?"
Yeah, I think he had a very bad day. I look at what happened yesterday and just think this is this Seinfeld impeachment. It's an impeachment about nothing.
Yeah.
The Democrats have nothing. There's no evidence to back up what they are claiming. And in fact, the evidence is contradictory to what they are claiming. And all we have to do is look at the call summary between Presidents Trump and Zelensky. You can see there is no conditionality placed on what Ukraine would do in order for the aid to be released. Ukraine never actually made any sort of public announcement about an investigation, and the U.S. aid still flowed. Both presidents say there was no pressure. That is contrary. Those facts are contrary to what Adam Schiff wants the American people to know.
Yeah, and in fact, just recently, I mean, between yesterday's hearings and today, Ukraine's foreign minister has now reaffirmed, look, there was no pressure here. There was no quid pro quo, as they claimed at first, before they moved off that to bribery or whatever ridiculous charge they have. I don't know, Jenny Beth, and you may have heard, what was behind, and I guess what I'm saying is where the idea came from, whether it was Kevin McCarthy or Jim Jordan himself, who suggested that he replace a more junior member in the GOP delegation in the House Intelligence Committee. But whoever had the idea, it was brilliant considering the way that Jim Jordan from Ohio performed yesterday.
Yes, it was brilliant. And the fact is that Jim Jordan knows what is going on because he's been the ranking member and minority member in the House Oversight Committee. So he's very, very familiar with all of the facts. I think that one other thing that we need to make sure, it's wonderful, and Jim Jordan did a fabulous job. I think we also need to pay attention to the fact that there were other members of the House Intel Committee who are Republican, mm-hmm. who yielded their time to both Ratcliffe and Jim Jordan.
Yes.
Rather than trying to have a viral moment and make it about themselves, they allowed a strategy to work to get the facts out that needed to be out there. And I think Jim Jordan did a fabulous job. And I think those other members who put what was best for fighting impeachment above potentially their own moment of fame, I really appreciate that about them.
Yeah, I thought that was a great move. And it was one of the telling moments yesterday when Jim Jordan was cross-examining Ambassador Taylor. And they had that brilliant exchange where Jim Jordan said, "You ever met the president?" "No." Were you privy to the phone call? Were you on that phone call?" "Nope." And every question that Jim Jordan asked him, the answer was no. So essentially, you know, he was uh, He was replicating the lyrics from an old REO Speedwagon song. I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend that you've been messing around. This is not impeachable.
Right, exactly. And Jim Jordan went through and he read a sentence. If you'll indulge me just a second,
he says,
Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2009, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and at a meeting with President Zelensky. And Jim Jordan goes on to say, now this is his clarification, and he read it one more time. So we've got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you, Ambassador Taylor, you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding? I mean, it isn't clear at all.
Yeah, and I love the line where he said, you know, I've seen church prayer chains that were easier to follow, although I'm sure that was probably lost on Pelosi and Schiff, because I don't even know if they have any idea what a church prayer chain is.
Yeah, I thought the same thing as I heard that yesterday.
Jenny Beth Martin, she is the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. I got a number of text messages yesterday, Jenny Beth, and people asking me, you know, how about these remaining moderate Democrats, if they can even be described in that fashion? That is, those who are in districts where President Trump won in 2016. And so now they have promised to go to Washington and work for the things that their constituents want, and instead have been caught up with Pelosi and Schiff in the impeachment sham. And people asking me on my text line, are things being done to try and generate pressure on these vulnerable Democrats? And that's one of the things that the Tea Party Action is about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we have a website set up called TrumpDefenseTeam.com. Again, that's TrumpDefenseTeam.com. We're updating that with calls to action. Usually we're updating it a couple of times a week, sometimes maybe only once. But we've got a list of the members of Congress who we need to focus on. We have a list of every single local congressional district office on the House side in the entire country, so people can go show up at their local offices. I think that these 31 Democrats who are in the districts that President Trump won in 2016 are in a very difficult spot.
Sure.
If they vote to impeach President Trump in less than 12 months from now, they've got to convince their constituents, who many of their constituents are going to vote for Trump. They're going to have to say, go ahead and cast that vote for Trump, and then come down one or two lines on your ballot and vote for me, even though I voted to impeach the guy you want to be president. That's a really hard sell for them.
Yeah, that's a pretty convoluted turn. These 31 House Dems that won in these districts could very well face significant backlash if they do, as you suggest, and I'm sure that Pelosi and Schiff and the rest of the Democrat leadership in the House is going to generate humongous pressure on them to vote for impeachment. But as you correctly pointed out, Jenny Beth, they still got to go home and face their voters in less than a year from now.
Right. And it's going to be very difficult. And I think that Speaker Pelosi announcing today, the day after the first public hearing, that the vote on USMCA and the passage of USMCA is imminent and will happen before the end of the year, shows that she realizes that those Democrat congressmen are saying, we have to do something for our voters. We can't just be focused on impeachment and ignore what our constituents want and need to make their lives better at the expense of just focusing on impeachment and trying to overturn what our voters voted for.
You know,
I think she's feeling the heat herself.
Yeah. Yeah, that was where I was going next, Jenny Beth, because Pelosi resisted all the calls from crazy Maxine Waters and Al Green in Texas and the rest of them who've been screaming impeachment even before the president had taken the oath of office. She resisted that. I wonder now if she doesn't feel some regret or remorse at being influenced by Schiff and probably George Soros and his money and the rest of them in going ahead with this. Although she's kind of insulated in a way because Adam Schiff is the point guy on this, and we know if it continues to go south as badly as it did yesterday, he's the guy that's going to walk the plank.
Well, he will walk the plank, but it's not like he's going to lose his election. He's from L.A.
Yeah.
He's from Los Angeles. It's
right.
Deep, deep blue there. Nancy Pelosi's from San Francisco. Jerry Nadler, you know, you've got these people in these deep blue areas of the country leading impeachment, and yet you they're not representative of the entire country. And Nancy Pelosi has members who are not only in the coastal states.
Sure, yeah.
And it's a tough job for her to balance, but Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, he's not worried about reelection. He knows he's got that in the bag.
Yeah, yeah, sad but true. But for these other guys in these blue-collar states that were elected in 18 because they promised to do things to help people in their districts, boy, they've got a tough row to hoe. We appreciate the activists that are out there calling the offices of these 31 House Dems, telling them to support the president or their seat could be at risk. It's one of the great things that Tea Party Patriots Action does, Jenny, and we greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Great to have you here today. Again, the website that Jenny Beth mentioned is TrumpDefenseTeam.com, TrumpDefenseTeam.com. And you can follow Jenny Beth on Twitter, Twitter.com/JennyBethM. Okay, JennyBethM. She's with the Tea Party Patriots Action. 4:17 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back on the other side here on the Thursday edition on WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. 424 here, the Bobby Mack Show, this cloudy and gray and chilly Thursday afternoon. Yeah, boy, this impeachment thing is really destroying President Trump. The president's 2020 reelect campaign announcing they have raised $3.1 million in small dollar donations during the first 24 hours of House Demon Rats launching their public impeachment hearings yesterday. Brad Parscale, who's the campaign manager for President Trump, one of our best fundraising days ever, again. He wrote on Twitter, Dems just don't get it. They're filling our bank and improving our turnout every day. Campaign officials told Breitbart the impeachment inquiry had strengthened the 2020 campaign since it was first announced by the Wicked Witch of the West, Pelosi, in September. Eric Trump telling Breitbart, every single time they do this, we raise a fortune, recalling the $15 million raised in the 72 hours since Pelosi announced the inquiry. Yeah, not so much in the tactics department there, let alone strategy for the Dems. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Dennis. He's on his cell phone. Hi, Dennis, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby. It's good to hear you again.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to comment about the whistleblower, non-whistleblower, or whatever he is. I believe he's a figment of old Bug Eye's imagination.
You know,
I don't believe he really exists. Think about it a minute.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody ever seen him. All we got's a name.
That's true.
You know, I don't put much faith in anything the Democrats say.
Well,
as a matter of fact, nothing.
Yeah, I think your assumption is correct in that regard, Dennis. When the whistleblower was first revealed, the way apparently they backtracked it was to take the resume of who was in the White House on this date, who was on the National Security Council team on this date, who was at Langley on this date, and apparently the unknown whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella, apparently his resume, where he'd been and when, lined up like the stars in a horoscope. And that's how they settled on this name. But, you know, it's fascinating because at first Adam Schiff said, oh, yeah, whistleblower will certainly testify. And then, of course, when we learned that he had coordinated, that Schiff had coordinated illegally with Mr. Ciaramella, all of a sudden, well, it would be redundant for the whistle. So, you know, they change their tune like we change our socks, Dennis. Appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 27 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bob loved the bark during the Murphy commercial from Al in Simpsonville. But my question, Bob, is why is the U.S. House of Representatives trying to reauthorize the U.S. Import-Export Bank's charter for the next 10 years so they can hide their money when they get in power? Bob, I've got an idea since we're going on hearsay and BS. Let's charge the Democrats with treason and sedition. We can tell the Justice Department folks, come forward, and we can't disclose the source. Well, as I mentioned yesterday, the actual legal language for a treason and sedition says by force. So unless Pelosi, very unlikely, takes an AR-15 and tries to take over the government by force. We can't go there. Bobby, I just saw 20 wild turkeys crossing my street. Is it time for Thanksgiving? I speculated. We had the story the other day in Boneheads, the 50 turkeys that have taken over a neighborhood in New Jersey. I speculated that the turkeys were launching a preemptive strike in advance of Thanksgiving. Thank you. Bobby, is an attempt to overthrow the government of the U.S. not illegal? Can't Trump call in the military, arrest the people involved, and have them stand trial? Apparently not. Or I think, you know, if let's say this thing plays out to the point where it was speculated by somebody on the left that the Senate could have a secret vote on impeachment, and the president, the Senate would vote to remove the president. At that point, you've got a 7 days in May kind of a scenario, kind of like what's going on in Bolivia right now, and soon to be in Venezuela as well. They've got rioting in the streets, and some Bolivian senators now declared herself the president, and it's a mess. Bob, Joe Biden certainly guilty of influence peddling, extortion, and corruption, but it's not looting if, in Hunter's case, they give you the money for what they hope to get. Got a point. They gave the money up voluntarily. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, I've talked about how the media constantly pushes their agenda, their propaganda, but people vote with their feet. And if you look at a couple of really blue states and what's happening there, this is not good news for the progressive socialist Marxist either. That's next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Excellent. Welcome back. 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Typically on Thursday afternoon, right after the news, top of the hour at 4, we are joined by Drew McKissick, the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. But today we had a special appearance by Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots Action Group. Drew, welcome to the show. Thanks for rearranging your schedule for us today.
No problem. Glad to do it. Thanks for having me again.
My pleasure. You know, when Jenny Beth and I were talking, one of the things that they are doing is doing phone bank calling to the 31 Democrats that are in shall we say, nervous territory, because the district they represent voted, in some cases pretty overwhelmingly, for President Trump in 2016. Yep. And now they're between a rock and a hard place. This is also true, I guess, for the Democrat who took over the District 1 seat here in South Carolina last time around, right?
Absolutely. Joe Cunningham is occupying what is now on both sides of the aisle recognized to be either the number two or number three targeted seat in the country.
Wow.
And that goes back to just exactly what you were talking about a minute ago. That district was carried by the president by, I believe, 13 points in the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's Trump district. And, you know, look, I mean, he's been traveling with Pelosi. He's been traveling and voting with AOC, and, you know, especially on those party line votes and so forth. So,
right.
I mean, yeah, and folks on our side know there's no way that we take back the majority unless we win back that seat, period.
Right.
We
got
to win it back. And those folks, Tea Party groups and other ones who are doing that kind of what I would call smart work, targeting those vulnerable Democrats and letting folks out in the community hear from them and putting them in a spot, because that's exactly what they're in.
For people here in the upstate, Drew, who may not be exactly sure of what the lines are, what area geographically is District 1, could you run that down for them?
Sure. That is the Lowcountry, essentially. That is Charleston County, or most of, rather, Charleston County, Berkeley County, Dorchester County, and Beaufort, down to Hilton Head.
Gotcha.
You know, parts of it in some areas mingle with Jim Clyburn's district, but the majority of it is going to be the first district. That's the Lowcountry seat.
And that seat went through a lot of uproar and upheaval in the last couple of years with former Governor Sanford losing in the primary, and then Nancy Mace losing a bunch of...
That was Katie Arrington.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Katie Arrington lost that primary. She won the primary over Mark and then lost the general election.
Yeah, correct. So there was a lot of upheaval in that district, but at least now, with a relatively short turnaround, with a two-year House term, that has given you folks in the South Carolina GOP an opportunity to kind of gear up and really zero in and target this district.
Absolutely. And look, this is the time to take that seat back. I mean, we've got the president on top of the ticket. We got Lindsey Graham right there with him. Lindsey's got a big war chest. He's going to be spending big. He's committed to helping us take back that district as well. And just this past Monday, I think I might have mentioned this last week, we hired our full-time first district SCGOP victory director in the first congressional district.
Right.
We'll be opening an office up down there probably within about 4 weeks there in the North Charleston area, and then further down in Beaufort and some other areas. We're already have paid staff on the ground. We'll be building that out from this point out. Normally, we don't do that, begin doing that, until after the primaries are over.
Sure.
We're 8 months ahead of time.
Right. Yeah, and it's that kind of concerted effort that I think is going to help going into the election less than a year from now. One other question, Drew, that I had, you may have seen it. There was a story on WIS-TV out of Columbia about this consumer affairs study that ranked South Carolina roads as the worst in America. And I know that we're dealing with potholes like crazy up here, as you may be where you are. And we see these stories of SCDOT and the infrastructure bank sitting on these huge surplus amounts of funds. Can we actually expect to see the state legislature get off their duffs and actually do something about fixing these roads?
You know, I hope we will see more progress in the coming year. The one thing that I have heard from some of the folks connected there with the government in reference to what you're talking about as far as the money's concerned,
because
the money's there,
is
the problem, they say, and I'm no highway expert, so I can't, you know, tell you for sure, but what I've heard is that the actual companies and the machinery and the people that you would give the contracts to actually do the work have been locked up with other contracts, and they can't actually hire enough people to do the work. They have the money, and they can't hire enough of the contractors.
Now, wow.
Again, that's just what I've heard, but I don't know if that was because, you know, they waited too late to get started and to put the money on the table, and those folks got locked up in other states doing other work. I can't say for sure, but I know it's a problem because I drove over potholes coming to work this morning. So
like,
they're there, brother. I'm telling you. 95 can be dangerous if you're driving too fast.
But. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, some of the potholes are so deep that I hear Chinese voices coming out of them, Drew.
I mean, you begin to wonder if the state's got to deal with people who do front-end alignment work. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. We need to look into the possibility of some collusion going on there. One other kind of subject on the tangent that I wanted to ask you about, Drew. Former Governor Nikki Haley has a new book out, and I see that she just bought a pretty ritzy new home on Kiowa Island. I don't know if it's the advance money from the book deal that allowed her to do that, but it's kind of curious because Nikki, I think I would be safe in describing as an ambitious woman. Some are saying that she is actually targeting replacing VP Mike Pence on the ticket with the president in 20. My own personal feeling is that she's getting a head jump, a big head start on the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. You have any feelings on this?
I tend to think that you're probably right. I think that has more to do with what she's doing and how she's positioning herself now. And, you know, a lot of folks see her as an attractive candidate to begin to think about. And she's, you know, doing what a lot of folks do in positions like that at this point. You know, you'll see him do a book. You'll see him begin to do a tour. You'll see him begin to do, you know, fundraising events or stump events for candidates going into the coming election cycle, you know, developing some chips that you can cash in with, you know, people later on. That's typical. But yeah, I think you're probably right. I think it definitely has more to do with 2024.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if we had heard the last of Nikki Haley.
I agree with you.
In association with running for political office. Drew McKissick, the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. Always fun to talk to you, Drew. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Have a good weekend. And are you going to be here next week as we get closer to Thanksgiving here?
I will be here, ready to go.
Excellent. I will talk to you next Thursday then at our regularly scheduled time.
All right. Have a great week.
You bet. Thank you, Drew. Good to have you here. Drew McKissick. He's the top gun at the South Carolina GOP. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back with more.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! Arriba! Arriba! Andale, andale. Well, since I am a taco, as it says in the promo, we've been laughing about that. Somebody sent a text message yesterday, too, and said, well, you and Tara and everybody are tacos? When our voice guy did the promo for that, he said talk hosts, but it comes out sounding like tacos. So I hope at least I'm a grande. With jalapenos or something in there. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, after the way Nikki Merkel took every unvetted refugee Obama offered her and tried to enact her own agenda at the UN instead of Trump's, I will never vote for her. Bobby, Nikki has too much baggage in her closet to run and not be owned by the deep state. But she would not be the first to not let that stop her. Bobby, this impeachment inquiry is turning into a real Schiff storm. I would agree. Bobby, one last thing here. If it wasn't for talk shows like yours, Mark Levin, and Rush Limbaugh, we wouldn't have any hope. We try and help in that regard. Annie, back in the news center yet? Well, tell her to get back in there. We're going to do Amazing True Facts coming up. Meantime, on the text line 713307, Bobby, I would love it if when Jim Jordan got ready to begin his questioning, he'd get a call and heard it through the grapevine was his ringtone. That would be great. You know, the CCR version with a big, strong bass line, you know, boom, 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 boom. Right. Bobby, I just saw 20 pigs cross my street. Was that the impeachment committee? By the way, did I mention Epstein did not commit suicide? Did you see that a congressman sent out a bunch of tweets yesterday? And in each tweet, it started with a letter from Epstein did not kill himself. So all the tweets ended up spelling it out. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True Facts.
Yes, indeedy, as always, here on ATF, joined by Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Hello.
And little Annie, who's now back in the news center.
Hello.
Well, here we go. If you're wondering, the names that new parents are picking for their babies are, yeah, as strange as ever. Perhaps even getting stranger, if that's possible. Parents Magazine just put out a list of the worst real baby names they've heard this year. Who are those two comics that do the substitute teacher, you know? With and he's mispronouncing the names of everybody.
Oh, A-A-Ron.
Yeah, A-A-Ron.
Like that, yeah. A-A-Ron.
You done
messed up, A-A-Ron.
A-Ron.
You done messed up, A-A-Ron. For boys, here are the worst names they picked.
Uh-oh.
All as one word, King Messiah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You going to send a kid off to school with that name?
No pressure.
No, none whatsoever. Hugo.
What?
Hugo. Y-U-G-O.
Hugo where?
So not nowhere with that name. They named a kid after the old Yugoslavian car that had cardboard doors and fell apart.
It's like Pinto.
How about this one? Manson. That doesn't immediately give you any thoughts, does it? Yeah. Pinches.
Oh, dear.
P-I-N-C-H-E-S. Xavier, spelled X-X-A-Y-V-I-E-R.
Why?
You in trouble, Xavier. Cletus, there's an old-time name.
I gotta Cletus. Love Cletus, though.
Yeah. I love that one, though.
Danger. Oh. Yeah, that's a real first name, Danger.
Roger.
Styles, ending with a Z.
No.
You got Styles. For girls, God, I can't believe these. Mattel.
No.
Yes. Wait a minute.
Like Barbie's last name?
Yeah. You named your little girl after a toy company, right? Is that it? Okay. Sincere.
Oh, please tell me how it's spelled.
You're going to love this. C-Y-N-C-E-R-E.
Oh, come on.
Chardonnay. Because Merlot was already taken.
I think they may have been drinking a little bit too much of that when they named them.
You think? Starlet, with two T's on the end. Blakely, B-L-A-Y-K-E-L-E-E, Blakely.
Oh, no.
Any, A-N-Y.
Howdy's twin?
Got a boyfriend, Any? And finally, Vegas.
What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas.
Howdy's twin.
Thank goodness we're out of time in hour number two here on the Bobby Mac Show. Stand by. Bonus hour. Not the bonus hour. 5 o'clock. I'm rushing things. 5 o'clock follies. Well, one of those hours is on the way next. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out when we get in there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.